A lot of the studies that are out there that are looking to estimate the impact of various wildlife hazard management programs are very species specific. They look at species specific management strategies and their effects on species specific outcomes. However, these studies often fall short of the sort of overarching program and policy evaluations that are of interest to airport managers and stakeholders and policymakers to sort of get at, the question of how should I be allocating my scarce resources? Is the strategies being used effective? Are we getting some return on our investment? What is the sort of benefit cost ratio of our investments? All these sorts of higher, more general questions aren't really answered by that more specific literature. So what I've been working on at the National Wildlife Research Center is some strategies to get at an estimate of the benefits of wildlife hazards management programs in terms of the economic costs saved. It's hard to measure wildlife strike risk, so you have to be careful how you define that. You also have to take into account the impact of reporting and how that affects metrics, and then also how management programs can themselves affect reporting systems. So you have all these things moving together, which can often bias your estimates of how management programs affect, say, wildlife strike risk outcomes. Say, we focus on joint use airports where we can disentangle effects that occur within, say, civil specific wildlife strike metrics and then military specific wildlife strike metrics. And there's a lot of results there. The research is very broad, but the sort of take home that I gave from an economics perspective were that the economic benefits that accrue from the Airport Wildlife Hazards Program in our sample are very large, right? Over a sort of 17-year period, we estimate across 13 airports that those are on the order of like $147 million in real 2023 dollars. And that compared to the cost of that management, which is only about $20 million over the same period, those benefits are greater than the cost by a ratio of about 7 to 1. Which is relatively large. The military benefits alone, right? If you're kind of skeptical of the civil side because there's this reporting bias, the military effects alone suggest a benefit cost ratio of about 5 to 1, which is still really, really great.